From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The specter of a security breach in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, is growing. A third employee of the military's detention center there has been arrested. Ahmed Mahalba was detained today at Logan Airport in Boston. He is a physician who had been on contract as a translator at the camp. Last week, two others were detained, another translator who was charged with espionage, and a Muslim chaplain who remains in detention without charge. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Mahalba appeared in a Boston courtroom this afternoon in blue jeans and a polo shirt. The government's affidavit says a customs agent was suspicious during initial questioning when he learned Mahalba worked at Guantanamo Bay. According to the document, when asked what materials he was carrying, Mahalba said just movies and music. When customs agents found what they deemed to be classified information, they arrested Mahalba for making false statements. This latest arrest deepens a security crisis for the Pentagon. So far, there's no public evidence linking the three men in detention. But with two more military employees reportedly under investigation, the Pentagon is searching for signs of a possible spy ring. It's also clamped down on already stringent security measures at Guantanamo. Eugene Fidel of the National Institute of Military Justice says there are precise rules for what information employees there can access.
You know, what you can put on a computer, where you can take the computer, what you can put on an email, for example, whether you can take things home, that you can't keep stuff in the trunk of your car. Every possible step in preserving the integrity of classified information has been thought of and provided for.
The translator arrested last week, Airman Ahmed Al-Halabi, allegedly tried to send documents from some of the 650 Guantanamo detainees to Syria. It's not known what documents, but Fidel says that doesn't matter. Even a letter home complaining about the food would breach Pentagon policy, and Fidel says undermine a wider military strategy.
Namely to isolate the detainees at Guantanamo Bay and to thwart any possibility of information flowing into them or information flowing out from them, because that might fall into the wrong hands.
With so much at stake, it's still a mystery how this steady stream of documents apparently has emerged from Guantanamo's Camp X-Ray. Tom Sanderson is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
A lot of people are sitting back reading these stories and thinking, this is amazing. How does this happen? Why doesn't the Pentagon review everything and get more involved? Well, it goes much deeper than that, and it does go to the separation of powers.
That is the separation of church and state. Sanderson says the military cannot dictate which chaplain, for example, to hire. It takes recommendations from groups within each religion. And how to vet the religious or political views of a civilian contractor? That gets into the constitutional protection of free speech and freedom of religion. Adding to these difficulties, Sanderson says the Pentagon isn't really in a position to do much vetting, even if it could. He cites a general lack of cultural acumen in the U.S. government, from the CIA to the FBI to the military, especially when it comes to groups now of threat to the country.
Basically, we've had a reduction in human intelligence, a reduction in language capabilities. This goes beyond the problem of checking the certification of a chaplain. It goes to how the United States national security and intelligence communities are positioned to counter threats from abroad.
As the military is consumed with this dilemma, analyst Eugene Fidel notes that not one of the hundreds of alleged terrorists in Guantanamo has yet to see a courtroom.
And so the first legal proceedings to emerge from Guantanamo Bay ironically proved to be proceedings potentially against our own personnel.
The translator arrested today is back in court next week. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.